We have another amazing story to tell you about. A surgery to remove a tumor from Stella's brainstem left her unable to talk, but her face would light up every time Yankee, the therapy dog, visited.
Learn about this incredible story of this young Phoenix Children's patient's tear-jerking moment with animal assistance therapy. This is Stella's story.
Hello, I'm Brian.
And this is Lori Blair. And this is our daughter Stella's story.
Fall of 2020, we noticed Stella having headaches on occasion, was losing her balance very easily. She couldn't ride her bicycle.
The doctors didn't think much of it, but we just had a feeling it was something more. We finally went to a neurologist, and she did write a prescription for an MRI for a peace of mind.
Of course, we got the scan done, and then we found that tumor. Basically, our whole world pretty much was turned upside down at that point.
It's basically a tumor on her brainstem. It's called cavernous malformation syndrome.
From the time we found out to the time we ended up at PCH, it was only like a 3-week period. So it was a whirlwind 3 weeks, and then we had the surgery.
When she came out of surgery, it was pretty scary. Basically, she wasn't able to talk at all. She had no movement at all on the left side of her body, and it was absolutely terrifying. They transferred us to Children's ICU.
I knew she was in good hands because they were giving her the most attention and best attention I've ever seen in a hospital.
No one could really tell us when or if she was going to talk again, but the one thing that made a huge difference were the animals. Her face would just light up. The dog Yankee is sitting on her lap and she was petting him, and all of a sudden she just started talking.
I wanted to talk to the dog, Yankee.
It was just incredible. I was crying and everyone in the room was crying because it just happened so spontaneously. And it was just because she wanted to talk to the dog. And it was just like really amazing because it's just so hard to see your child suffer. You know, you want them to participate in the therapy to get better. But then also, you know, you don't want to make it worse than what she's already been through. And the dogs just were the most amazing distraction.
Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads.
This is such an important program to give to. I don't think we would have seen the incredible recovery that we saw without those therapy dogs.
I love the dogs at Phoenix Children's Hospital.
Even if you can give your child just a few moments of joy during all of the trauma that they've had to go through, I mean, you can't put a price on that. To Yankee's owner, thank you.
If I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
The dogs at Phoenix Children helped me get better.